Turuntuset tulee Joonael.
Today the main topic we are going to talk about is astonishing. And a bit about the background, Estonia as a country has looked for its new brand and stories for a couple of years now. And after really series of research and crowdsourcing, finally chosen some stories to be focused on when building Brand Estonia. And then comes Mr. Peter Kinti from Eindhoven with astonishing concept, and Estonians start to find that the abbreviation EST is everywhere in every possible word they see. And Peter, tell us a bit about your background and actually what do you do to market Eindhoven?
My background is I'm originally trained as a graphic designer. I did an academy in Eindhoven, and I've worked for many, many years in the advertising industry. And I have a real big fondness for the connection of design and technology. I really love this combination of those two. So I was very early on involved with internet and web design, and always liked to be the first to start with a new technology or a new communication strategies. I really like the things that are at the beginning of the curve, so to speak. And I think it's in Eindhoven. I now work for 4.5 years as the marketing director for Eindhoven. And we have a really good mayor in Eindhoven, Mr. Van Gijsel. And Mr. Van Gijsel, he said that our city is doing really well, but we could do much better if everybody in the world would know how good we were doing. So he started up a project for city marketing, and he hired me to do head that. And we have a really strong strategy to tell the world that Eindhoven is there, and that we actually have a great contribution to society.
What is your strategy built on?
That was we built on. We said, okay, if you do marketing, one of the first questions, of course, is who do you market to? And marketing is an abbreviation of market getting. How do you get new markets? How do you create new product market combinations? And in Eindhoven, the key thing was we had to attract talent. We had to attract design talent. We had to attract engineers and tech talent to come to our town to make our research and development capabilities even better. So the focus very much on how do we tell the world that we are there to make people curious about Eindhoven, and that they would think about, hey, let's not go to Cambridge or Geneva or Palo Alto, let's go to Eindhoven. That was the core of the task.
And you have succeeded really well during the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, we had a strategy that was unanimously supported by our politicians. I think that's really important, and that you get a broad support for it, also from politics. And that also the politicians understood that if you have to go forward as a society, you have to forget your quarrels. You have to focus on what you're really good at and tell that story together. And Eindhoven had a real big crisis in the end of the 1980s, almost comparable to the period when Estonia was getting self confidence again and freedom. Eindhoven at that time had a huge economic crisis, and we lost almost a third of all jobs in our town. We lost 35,000 jobs out of 100,000 jobs. But we recuperated from that by very much focusing on high-tech manufacturing. Then Lehman Brothers came in 2007, again a big crisis. And then when things were again getting better, our mayor said we have to go one step forward to set ourselves a goal to be in the top 10 creative innovation regions in the world. That goal has been very much supported by the citizens of Eindhoven, but also by the companies and by the municipality.
It's a very good story. Peter, tell, how did you get to know Estonia?
At first, the traditional way, I did a cruise. I went to a cruise to St. Petersburg, and I went to Stockholm and Oslo and Tallinn. That was my first, let's say, view on Estonia. So very much the medieval part, the beautiful old city, center city of Tallinn. And then 2 years ago, I had a speaking engagement in Rovaniemi, in the north of Finland. And I also met somebody from Estonia Enterprise, Chardé Rebas. And we got into talks about about Estonia and how we as Dutch perceive that. And then I found out that my perceptions were, let's say, a bit too narrow, to put it mildly. And she really opened my eyes that Estonia had so much more to, as a really advanced digital society. And I actually didn't know that. And I found it strange for myself. Why don't I know that? I'm a very curious person myself. So really, we kept contact. But the more I read and the more I delved deeper into it, I saw, on one hand, the huge opportunities. On the other hand, the why don't I know this? So that was kind of strange for me. At a certain point, I told Chardé, I'm going to help you. Because I do have the skills that I have, and I was kind of missing a hobby. It sounds strange, but when you do this is a great job, to be the city marketeer. But it has one negative side. The negative side is that you can't do, you can't be involved in other projects that have to be, that are related to, let's say, financing. So I was on the board of the Dutch Design Week. I was on the board of the Stripe Festival. I was on the board of what's called the Balkan Laboratories. And I had to leave all those boards because I am now financing those organizations. So we have to separate that really clearly in the Netherlands. We're very much strict in that in the Netherlands. And then, I was really missing something to do myself. So, at a certain point, I told her, I'm going to help. I'm going to contribute. And what also really helped me was the e-residency came around. So I became an e-resident. I had the privilege to meet Kaspar Corius. He went to Crypto Eindhoven to talk at the conference for investment banking. That was really fantastic to speak to him and get the opportunity also to tell him what a bit meant for her. And he was so utterly enthusiastic. That really gave me a lot of support to proceed.
And then, as a great hobby, had a result, and you came up with a new concept about astonishing. Can you describe briefly what is it about?
The essence was, as Chardé also said, it's simply the est. So if you focus on, you have the great luck. You have this simple marketing theory that you have to connect the capability to a brand. When you say to a person, a Volvo, and people say safest. If you say Ferrari, people probably say fastest. And I told to Estonia, you have to ask for yourself. And you're probably the most privileged country in the world because you have this unique extra bit that you are something different than the rest of the world in your name. And also you have a really consistent name because we call you Estland. You call yourself Estonia. In France, they say Estonie. We in Holland, we are called as Holland. We are the Dutch, and we are the Netherlands, and the Pays-Bas. And so we actually made a mess of it. And you Estonians, you always have this Est part. And it's actually a very simple thing. Focus on the Est. And then, as good marketeers do, when you have a good core idea, then it's how you will activate it and how you're going to bring it alive. So I focused a lot also not only on the core of the idea, but also how to play with it into different domains. Because the lessons that we learned from Eindhoven is you have to do something that binds everybody, like a glue. So it's not only good for tourism, but it's also good for foreign direct investment and attracting students and being good for the harbor and good for the startup communities. I think one of the reasons why the project has been landed so well is that everybody recognizes a bit of him or her in the idea. that usually is the core of a good marketing campaign.
Estonia was not long time ago, but let's say that about last 15 years using the concept "Welcome to Estonia." Why do you think Estonia needed a new concept at all?
I think what I tried to convey to Enterprise Estonia was that it's okay to have Welcome to Estonia. I didn't touch the logo. I actually didn't even use it. And I don't mean that negatively, because actually as a logo, it's actually pretty good, because it stands out if you compare it to different nation branding logos. But I didn't want to venture into the visual identity part. I wanted to show that the good thing about marketing is doing campaigns and telling the stories. And not just branding the stories, but telling the stories. That's what I focused on. So the Welcome to Estonia is okay, because it fits an investor. It also fits a tourist, or it fits a new student, or somebody that wants to work and start a new life in Estonia. But what I really focused on was bringing it to life. I think that was the part that was missing. And the focus of Estonia Enterprise was very much on new logo, and with Misonesti. And I tried to tell them, look, I have a solution for you at hand, because it was actually a gift, so you could use it for free. But it's not an identity, it's more a campaign. So those were my choices that I made.
In the concept, you presented very well different ways of using the word, or not word, but part of the word, the S in different combinations. And really, it was really a kind of wide variety of different topics. What do you think? What would be better to present or market a country? To have a lot of stories, a lot of different ones, or to focus on maybe to 1, 2, 3, the core stories that everyone needs to tell?
Yeah, I think both things are right. So to explain it a little bit, in Eindhoven we said, when we build our brand, we build our brand on 3 brand pillars. And those are technology, design and knowledge. So everything that we really market to the outside world has a relation with technology, design, or knowledge. It's very strict. But it doesn't mean that we also have the fun parts in Eindhoven, our carnival, or our fairs, and all the fun events. But we don't market them to the outside world to get talent. Because the talent won't come to Eindhoven because of we have the best carnival. Never. That doesn't work. But the talent will come to Eindhoven because they see one of the best design weeks in the world. That's a good story. So I think with Estonia, you could say you should focus on make a difference, what we call on-brand or off-brand. And so if your core of your brand is that you are a very strong ICT-driven digital society, as for one part, you could say I call that on-brand. And everything that accelerates that story helps to market Estonia. And then when people come and they see it's a much more breath in Estonia, because it's also wonderful nature and the good food and the quality of life, etc., etc. And maybe those parts are important for having people to stay or people to come back. So I think you really have to separate what is your target that you want to achieve. And if your core target is to get new talent to Estonia, you have to tell different stories and separate different elements than to tell people we are a good place for a holiday or a good place to invest in. And I think that's the part that I didn't do. I showed what the capabilities of the idea, and I wanted to show that I didn't exclude anybody, but somebody has to make those choices. And I also think that somebody has to really look now into the why of Estonia. Why are you there? Why are you so unique? And maybe that's part of that is in all the work that Enterprise Estonia has done with Misonesti, and to delve out of all those stories a kind of a core story of the country, and it actually kind of creates a pitch, like a marketeer does, to tell that to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. But As I understand from your view, that there should be just one goal, what to achieve. As you say that in Eindhoven you wanted to attract talent, and I do assume that were not focused so much on attracting tourists to your carnival. Or was this secondary or tertiary target still?
Yeah, no, we had three targets. The first target was to attract bright talent, so young design talent and tech talent. The second was to attract tech starters, so starting high-tech companies. And the third one is what we call city explorers. So you could say that's a part of tourism that actually spends money. So to explain a little bit, that Eindhoven has an airport very close by, Eindhoven Airport. And a lot of people come into town, all of Europe, to do a weekend of Eindhoven. And they actually spend the money. So we really focused on the quality tourism. And those three are kind of our target audiences that we have to attract. And we tell our story mainly through either good festivals that we do in Eindhoven area, that really have a resonance around the globe, because those festivals create content. And through that content, we get into contact with magazines like Wired magazine, or Wallpaper, or Monocle. And we try to get into those magazines, into there that they see, hey, there's this little city somewhere in the world where actually really unique things are happening, so let's go there. And I think Estonia can do the same. So it's not only about ICT, but focus on a few. I totally agree with you. But the rest also has to be really well sorted out, so that people don't get negative surprises when they actually come to the country.
How did you set up the targets? How did you reach the common conclusion that these three target groups, these three goals are the most important?
In Eindhoven, you mean?
Yeah.
We did it together with our citizens. So we asked them. We did interviews with companies. We also have a kind of an economic development organization in Eindhoven. So together with all stakeholders, we set up a strategy, and we decided who will do what in the strategy. And so we, as a city marketing organization, we don't have to worry about housing or about infrastructure. That's what your city does. But we have to focus on telling the stories and creating the events and creating the content and market that to the world. So that's also a good way of working together, is who's doing what and who's focusing on what. And maybe that's also something that Estonia can learn, or can maybe use those rules, who is doing what, and who will contribute to what. But I think that's a really big part of the success, is dividing the work.
Absolutely, I do agree. So So if I try to put in a nutshell, the Estonian part was that some researches were done, people were asked to crowdsource, but mainly focused on the kind of the logotype or the picture or graphical identity, a bit less about the stories. So do I understand you correctly that, not instead of that, but maybe in addition to that, we could have had discussion about the goals, who we want to be?
Yeah, but then I would say, a bit stubborn, I think that should not be a discussion that should be being done by the professionals. I think that what marketing and designers are really good at, and advertising agencies, and I think Estonia really has top agencies in its community. And I think if you should brief them, you would have asked them, let's create a campaign for our country to tell the world how great we are. I think somebody would probably have come up with the same idea. And so it's also a matter of focus. Where do you focus on? But the focus was more on visual identity, and the focus was not on actually telling the stories. So I kind of changed the focus. And I think from the experience of Eindhoven, actually I think that it's more important that people come to know you and think about you and have kind of a feeling who you are than actually who you look. So the thing on the right-hand corner, and this little Welcome to Estonia logo or new logo, it's actually not that important. The most important thing is creating this buzz, creating this interest in who you are, so that people maybe make you top of mind. That's what you want to achieve as a marketing organization.
Absolutely. I understand that it's a big problem also in Estonia to define the target groups. You could you could choose the three most important niche groups for you. We in Estonia still understand that the whole world is our target group.
Yeah, it is. And I think that also the project, when I was in Estonia, and I also told them, you don't realize how fantastic you are. The whole of Holland is talking about this whole e-residency. It was on national television in a program. And the program was very, very well received, and everybody was wondering, like, why don't we know this? And there's this little obnoxious country from number of people, although it's the same size as the Netherlands. But you're years and years ahead of us, and we consider ourselves as whatever. We Dutch are really proud and really outspoken. And then we see this country has, on a digital way, and as a digital society, is maybe 20 years ahead. So that's quite an achievement. But if you have this whole discussion always about push and pull. A lot of in our work, people say it's all about the pull. You have your content together, and if you have to be authentic, that's correct. But also you have to push. If people don't know who you are, they can never see what great value that you have to add. So I think that the combination is the best. And that's what I focused on. And all I did was look in all the national economic programs. I tried to read them, and it was okay if they were in English. It was a horrible thing if they were in Estonian, because Google Translate really, really makes a big mess of your language. But if you read them all, if you read your investment strategy, if you read the research strategy, if you read the economic strategy, I swear you and I together, we set up those three target groups in no time. It's not rocket science, it's focus.
Absolutely, I do agree with you, and I really hope that this focusing is going to be done soon, so Estonian people also know where we are going to focus on.
Yeah, but I think somebody really has to take the responsibility and to have. When I was last week when I spoke, what also I learned from a previous job, I was once with a team responsible for Philips.com, so the top level domain of Philips Electronics. At that time, had 220,000 employees, but they only have one homepage. And so you can imagine that's quite a discussion. What is then on the homepage of such a big company, the company's website? And what I learned is somebody has to be the guardian of the brand. And somebody really has to guard the identity. And so that somebody who does something that's not in the interest of the brand, he knows he's going to get a phone call or a letter or a visit. Somebody says, no, I guard the brand. And I think that role has to be picked up in Estonia. And in Eindhoven, you could say, you also have to have leadership and ownership. So our mayor, in the end, Mr. Van Gijsel, he's kind of the leader. He has set the way what he wanted to achieve. And everybody's following him. And that really helps. And I think if you give that to on a lower level in your society, that doesn't work. Because then will people say, that's his opinion, I have another opinion. But if your leader says, this is the way to do it, people will follow. And then somebody has to guard the whole thing. So my role is being the guardian of the brand. Our mayor is the leader, and together we really are a strong team.
Absolutely.
I think Estonia has to look also into this situation, who is the leader and who is the owner in the end of the brand. So who is the guy that will, or girl, and that will call Google and say, Google, you translate us wrong. Please change that. If I type in Eesti in my Google Translate, it's translated to Africa. And it's just one phone call to Google to change that. But somebody has to do that. The same is the idea of the dot est. I think that the most valuable thing of the whole idea, the concept, is the value of dot est. Google itself tried to get dot est. I think that's a great compliment, because it says that Google understands the huge value of that domain name. And only Estonian government can apply to get it. somebody has to set that in motion. Again, the question, who is that someone? And that is for me unclear in Estonia. Nobody is standing out now and saying, I will do this. I will take responsibility and will guard the brand Estonia. My core message now to you, maybe through the radio, is who is this entity that really has the quality to be the guardian of the brand of Estonia?
Thank you. And as I understand, the guardian needs to be as high up on the hierarchy as possible in order to be credible and in order to speak for the government.
Yeah, that's correct. And he has to also have the buy-in of everybody, that he has to be trusted. Like I compare with Eindhoven, and when you have unanimous decision from all your politics, then you have a far easier life. Then you have a lot of people commenting on you. So therefore, I'm so really happy with all the broad support of the EST concept. That I found out that people in the street like it, and prime ministers like it. And that's actually a really good start for getting somewhere. But I live 2,000 kilometers away, so so my part is maybe igniting this discussion and giving you the concept. Yeah, but I live on quite a distance, and actually already have a good job, so I have to do that.
Absolutely. I just challenge you a bit now. If you put yourself into the position that you are in Eindhoven doing the job what you're doing, and someone from, I don't know, from Latvia comes to you and says, "Hello, Peter, I have a very new, exciting concept for Eindhoven." How would you react?
Okay, it's very funny that you ask, because actually my colleague, Mechtold, her old Dutch name, she actually said exactly the same to me. And it was at a period when I sent it to AIS, and I didn't get a reaction. And I was really, really sad a little bit. So why no reaction? And at first I thought, I made a mistake. I maybe culturally misinterpreted Estonia, and that could have been done, and that would then be my problem. But through meeting Estonians, I met people also from Tartu, Rene Tonneson, and said, "No, it's culturally 100%. Don't put any Matryoshka dolls in the graphics and kind of does comments about that. For the rest, it was really okay." And then Mechtold said, "Okay, but Peter, imagine that you would get something in the mail, a complete program for doing Eindhoven, and so kind of we could stop working." Now, I said to her, "Okay, Mechtold, you're right, but maybe I would invite the person over, or at least send them a mail back, come to me and explain me why you're doing this." And because in the end, it's a really good human thing, that somebody gives something and shares something with you. So, and then you would look into the quality of the job. And if somebody from Latvia made something beautifully for Eindhoven, I think our mayor would like to see him and honor him for the work. But it will be judged on its merits, if it's a good thing or it's just a fluke.
So you could be ready to use a concept that comes from Latvia or Lithuania or from any other country?
No, if it would have been contributing to Eindhoven, then and we were also having our problems, because you could say the world is flat. So when there's disruption in Estonia, we also can read it in the Netherlands. So it's a very open discussion that you are having. So I was kind of seeing that, reading that. I saw the whole Misonesti. I actually warned Paul Lilje, and it's a really difficult process to democratize design. So you kind of ask people to do something that actually professionals should be doing. That's quite dangerous. And in Eindhoven, we had a very different approach. We also wanted to have a commonly supported design. So we actually made an organization we called Virtual Design Agency. And we asked our best designers in Eindhoven to actually work together, to kind of create a new agency under our guardianship, and that they, together with us, they drew the brand of Eindhoven. but you use the capabilities of the professionals. But if you make it an everybody's task, yeah, you get school children's work. You have to compare to professionals. And usually the professionals, they won't send in stuff because they are a bit offended that they are not invited for the original job. So it's I think what you can learn from such a project is democracy is okay, but in the end it will lead to a beauty contest. And that's dangerous because design and marketing, as you know, is about effectiveness. Does it sell? Does it raise people's awareness? Does it create the new leads? Will people come to you? Measurable stuff. And if it's only about looks and beauty or ugliness, then it doesn't really contribute that well.
Absolutely. My final question for this interview is, what is going to be your next hobby?
That's a really good one. I think I'm still in the midst of this hobby. I'm writing now together with a guy called Martin Lazarev and a few other people from the Estonian design community, a kind of a guidelines. So we want to write kind of a branding manifest. So that actually, because I get all these mails now from organizations in Estonia that want to use it, from chocolates, from hotels, from t-shirt manufacturers, whatever. And there has to be some guardianship in this time. And if we're not doing this well, then the quality of the idea will get lost. And that would be really sad. And on the other end, I really try to encourage, let's say, the politics and the top stakeholders to see really in the value of the idea. Because it's a really good idea. It's not a unique idea. And I've never claimed that I found the Holy Grail, but I just brought things together in a very, very simple, concise, and consistent way. And I really think I should focus still now on my hobby, Estonia. And I'm going there next week, so end of next week, to the Estonian Friends meeting. Hopefully seeing the Prime Minister, Roivas. I'm really interested in to speak to him in person and to also see how he sees the possibilities. And then maybe I could do painting and I still have a really good idea for a book.
Very good. I think it's an excellent story and you would sell a lot.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of books about the story anyway.
Yeah. The book. I know I have a title already for the book, and now I have to really think about how to make a good, really enticing novel out of it.